the Rockets lost two in their season opener.
Yeah. Can't win them all if you don't win the first one.
Scott.
Golly. Scott, you're good.
It was the tip off the NBA season last night, and you didn't invite me over.
I was busy. I know.
Yeah, I know.
It was almost over before I thought about it. Actually,
the room can only hold so many.
Well, the deal was, it was going to
be late.
It was going to be late, see, because they were playing out there.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's soupy outside.
A little foggy? Oh,
yeah.
Let's have a sale.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you got your lights on out there. Guys, I think I'm ready to retire.
Did you win the lottery?
Did you buy your ticket?
Uh-huh.
I believe I have found a way to make a tidy profit on investments. And so just thinking I might do that. Because, I mean, let's say that you take a piece of property that's appraised at $174,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's near an entertainment area, but you want to get maybe some parkland or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you just see if there's a city nearby who wants to buy it for $265,000. That'd be like a $90,000 profit. I mean, you do one of those about every 6 months. That's not a bad deal. Could you see that negotiation between the owner of that piece of land over there at Northgate and College Station? They're going, what's the land worth? $174,000. Will you pay me $265,000? College Station says, yep, we're good. All right, hey, we're done. Okay, we're good. $265,000, we're done. Hey, don't forget you get to vote for a transportation fee from that same city coming up here, all right? But $174,000, and I know that's the appraised value of it, $174,000. But, I mean, after all, if you've got a $265,000 buyer standing by, well, yeah, let's make that deal. That'll work. And, of course, that's vastly better than what the city paid for that piece of property over on University Drive. You know, that was, what, 2.5 times the appraised value. So maybe they're learning their lesson. Yep, City of College Station, $174,000. Yeah, $265,000, we'll pay that because we need another park over there at Northgate because I think that's what all of the people who live in Northgate have said. If we could just have more parkland over there, everything would be just fine. So congratulations to the owner, able to turn a pretty nice profit right there.
I owned it.
That's what I'm saying, pal. If they just let us know where you're going to buy next time. Let us get in ahead of the curve.
What would that have cost me when I came here in 84?
You don't want to think like that. You'll start crying.
No, please don't think like that. No.
Yeah.
Because then we're probably talking like $60,000. But, I mean, right now today, excuse me, that deal was
in 84, I didn't have close to that. But, hey, I'd have scratched it up somewhat.
Tom, that deal was closed this week, okay? Uh-huh. So they apparently believe it's worth $265,000 because that's what they paid for it. Hey, you guys know who Joshua Reynolds is?
Joshua Reynolds.
Ooh. Joshua Reynolds, pretty interesting dude. I think now he is vice president of a company called Brain.com.
Mm.
But the last name Reynolds, he is, in fact, the heir to the R.J. Reynolds fortune.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, smoke, a little tobacco.
Smoke that cigarette.
That's the one. Now, the deal is he...
Let me take a call.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
On the subject of land purchases by our various government entities, how is it anything but collusion for the school district to turn over a piece of property to another group so they can turn it over to another group so it can be turned over to another group and then handed over to a business?
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Then, yeah, we can discuss that sometime. Probably not right now because we got to get all our facts together. But, yeah, there were some extra steps in the transfer of that land from one entity to another. That's for another day. So this guy, Joshua Reynolds, he's given the credit for inventing it, but he didn't. He took technology that already existed, made it a ring, and you'll remember the mood ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's basically credited with inventing the mood ring, which was, you know, kind of a neat little hit.
Yeah.
But the other thing, a few years ago, he's kind of over in Europe, and he sees this thing called the Thighmaster. Well, it wasn't called that then, but he bought that, brought it back over, called it the Thighmaster. And it rocked along and did okay.
Right. And he met Suzanne Summers.
And then Suzanne Summers, he said, we can get her to go ahead and just do that thing for us. And, you know, that was on infomercials, and we're hearing her screech, thank you, Thighmaster. You know the reason he bought this exercise device?
He had fat thighs?
No.
Oh.
Think about what you can do while you're using the Thighmaster.
I bet he had fat thighs and corduroy breeches, too.
Yeah. You can do anything.
Well, but think about how many exercises that you have that would not allow you to smoke while you use it.
Ah, there you go.
So, I mean, is that perfect or what?
That's RJ true. Riddles.
I mean, exactly. You get rid of your thunder thighs and you get to keep smoking.
That's right.
For the kids.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, you'll die of heart disease one way or the other.
Hats off to Joshua Reynolds today, because he's the one who made a lot of folks buy Thighmasters, and you didn't have to give up smoking to do it. Mm. Lady in England says her 58-year-old General Electric fridge, still going strong. That makes it Britain's oldest working refrigerator. The appliance has never needed a single repair.
Mm.
Doris Stogdale, age 89, remembers when her mom and dad bought the appliance back in 1952.
Wonder how many times the lights burned out.
A good point. How many light bulbs did you have to use? Doris says things like fridges were made of strong stuff 60 years ago. Don't you know that thing weighs a ton?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't bend the door. There's plenty of room for magnets on there for, you know, kids' art and
stuff.
Well,
and what sort of pollutants is it emitting?
See, I knew you were going to have to do something
like
that.
Well, you know, I'm the resident liberal, so I have to go there.
Yeah, aren't you? Yeah, ice maker is you take the tray, fill it with water. When it freezes, you empty it, and you put it back in there.
She's probably still got the ice trays with the, you know, with the
pullback deal.
With the trigger on it.
It has all that scratching on the bottom of it after. For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you can make Kool-Aid ice cubes with those things. They're just awesome.
And they made bigger ice cubes.
Yeah, they did.
Big square ones.
Those were the good old
days. Yeah, that you'd put in your Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Hey, here's a shock.
Those were the days.
You know it. Cast of Glee is going to release a Christmas album just because they want more money. Columbia Records, remember them? Announced yesterday that Glee, the music, the Christmas album, will feature popular carols and holiday tunes. Album goes on sale November 16th, which is just a few weeks ahead of the big Glee Christmas episode, which I know you guys have circled on your calendar as December the 7th, so, you know, we'll look forward to that. Hello? Yes?
Just tell Chase that the amount of energy taken to make the 15 or 20 that it would take to replace that one is way more than what it's emitting.
That's right, baby. Just keep it running.
Yeah,
just
but we still going. Have to do what's responsible for the environment.
We have to worry about the blue herons out there,
don't we?
Yeah, that's it. Second annual Ugly Dance World Cup took place in Hamburg, Germany over the weekend. Reuters reports that a group of high school students took first place with a performance they called the Shy Dance. Event organizers described the winners' moves as epic ugliness and horrible appearance. Competition started last year to create a platform for alternative dance styles. That's just so everybody can feel good. Remember your first high school dance?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were you glad the lights were down.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, because I remember who I took.
Yeah.
He's up and gone. I'm checking on the...